Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. We're getting close to the end of February. Oh my goodness, what will we do then? Okay, today's the 27th. And today's suggested topic is tell a story about doing something you never thought you would or overcoming fear. I couldn't really think of anything, you know, as recently. I can say that overcoming fear back when I was younger, I was terrified of heights. And one of my goals, my short-term goals, was to climb all the pyramids in Mexico in one summer. I did all but two. And I wanted to go to South America, but we couldn't get the papers done in time to get those. But if you've ever seen the pyramids in Mexico, in central Mexico, the steps are just so high. And I was 15, no, it was 12 or 13 when I did it. And I swear the steps were from like my foot to my knee, you know, in height. So you really had to lift your leg up. And then once you get to the top and you come back down, you cannot see the next step. So, you know, standing on top of those pyramids and looking, that was just incredible. But yet I was still terrified. And another thing was when I was in my motorcycle accident in 2004, everybody who's ever ridden a motorcycle and had an accident have always said, you know, there's two types of motorcycles riders afterwards, those that still ride and those that don't ride anymore. And I was pretty banged up. And no, I wasn't wearing a helmet. In my state, it's not required by law. I hit a deer going 70 miles an hour, and I dragged the deer with me. Ugh. But anyway, I, long story short, I had to have surgery. I shattered my left collarbone, and I have a metal plate. And I told my beloved that I wanted to get back on a motorcycle as quickly as I could so that I would not be afraid. And since my bike was totaled, I had to use his, and his is basically built for speed. It was a Kawasaki 1000 and modified, and it's like the predecessors to the crotch rockets. And my daughter, bless her heart, had, who saw the accident, and I have to admit she was traumatized by it, she actually got on the back with me and rode because I was really afraid to get out in the street and to ride. And I had always taken her on the back, and she was turning 15, I think. Yeah, the following year she turned 15. And she went on with me, and we didn't go very far, but we, my beloved had his new bike. He had an Indian Chief, and he took my son, and we rode down the main strip by my house. And, the anxiety was really just, oh, but I did it. And, I even went up from a 1200 Sportster to, a 1500, which is bigger size engine, more power. It took me a while to do it, but I wanted to do it so that I wouldn't be afraid anymore to ride. Sad to say, I've not replaced my motorcycle. And I think, since I'm running out of time, that'll be it. My boos are getting later and later in the evening. I've just been really busy lately. And this week I am working both jobs, so my booze will probably be done later in the evening. So, alrighty, here's to just a few more days. Laterness, people.